Please do take a seat. Thanks very much, Matt. If anyone does change their mind, is sitting there saying, I really would like to say something, then can you hear me if I don't use this right now? Is that all right? Just because I've got my hands. What I'd like to do to finish is just a glance ahead over the next 3 or 4 months, really. As I say, January 12th, we're planning to take that Sunday morning and look more purposefully into the 12 months of 2014 and get a sense and a trajectory of what God is calling us to pursue then. But what I want to do is to look really at, well, what about October to December? This last kind of sprint, this last lap of the year, again corporately. Remember how I introduced it, we're called to be Christ's ambassadors, that great title that is given to all of us. We are all qualified by Jesus to represent him. That is mostly about our individual lives, and church is mostly about equipping us for that individual living. So if you come on another Sunday different to this Sunday, the focus won't be about our corporate life, it'll be about our individual lives and living well for Jesus. But today is about that corporate life. So this next few months, what do we sense, do I sense we're pushing forward in over the next few months? I've got 5 things here. I'm going to literally pass over the first 3 in 30 seconds each and spend a little bit more time on 4 and 5, which is the umbrella name that you've heard mentioned a couple of times now, and the redevelopment. And for some of us, there'll be nothing new. If you're a church member, there'll be nothing new in what I say, but it catches everyone up to speed, praying part of the process in these things. So the first thing over October to December 2013 is about our students, our university students, to transition our university students back into church life and launch them as effective, energized missionaries into the university. So that's a big goal for October to December. Very strategic opportunity. 75% of people find faith under the age of 25. University is huge. We have a privilege of serving a number of students in the Christian Union. So October to December, we want them to get them bedded into the church here so they can be launched from here to be missionaries that are effective on campus. Goal number one. Goal number two is Christmas. Christmas is coming. I don't know if you're pleased about that or not, but it is coming. So the goal is a Christ-exalting, biblically deep, open invitation Christmas. So that's what we want to try and achieve. I've deliberately chosen those words carefully. A Christ exalting Christmas is about, there we go, as opposed to exalting anything else like money or Nintendo or whatever. Christ exalting, biblically deep. Christmas is about something called the incarnation, where the one who made the world somehow entered into that world, like a potter making a 5-inch high jar and then somehow being able to become intrinsically part of that jar. How? Biblically deep and open invitation Christmas, because really, Christmas is one time in the year when people want to go to church, don't they? Who doesn't like singing carols, eating mince pies, mulled wine, and all the rest of it? So Christmas is in our sights, making the most of it. Christ exalted, biblically deep, open invitation. Thirdly, that as a church and as leadership, discern some key areas of focus for 2014. So over the next 3 months, we want to discern as a church and a leadership the key areas our attention should be on for 2014. And each year they're going to be slightly different areas in the ebb and flow of church life. So what is 2014? What are the key focus areas? And January 12th, that Sunday, we'll hopefully be able to come in and say, look, this is the things we feel God is pursuing, calling us to pursue most rigorously over this. And part of that is the deacons and elders, the leadership team nominated by the church, have an away day in November. I want to say November 23rd, it's that Saturday. And a lot of that time will be spent seeking, praying, talking, discussing what those key areas might be. Fourthly, so I'm going to spend a bit more time now. So the students, Christmas, key areas of leadership for 2014. Fourthly, our umbrella name. If you remember, back in the May AGM, we floated this concept of a name which would unite our diversity, an overarching name that would encompass all the different things that we are and the different names we are known by. Sandon Road Baptist Church, the Beacon International Centre, Stafford Beacon, Beacon Church, Playgroup, Chaplaincies, something that actually brings all those things under one kind of umbrella. So not losing any name, not getting rid of Sandon Road Baptist Church or the Beacon International Centre, but coming up with something that overarches all of that. Examples that people have often floated is like Virgin. You have Virgin Media, Virgin Planes, Virgin Trains, Virgin etc, etc. It's one kind of overarching identity, but expressed in all sorts of different ways. And yet the same values, you remember those values, are actually in all of it and unites it all together. Some advantages would mean that we could use the credibility of one element to leverage people's access to others. So, for example, I had a conversation with one of the mums who has two children in our brigades down at Sandon Road, inviting them as a family to church. And I said, oh, why don't you come to church? It's up on the technology park just there at the Beacon Centre. And she said, I'd much rather go to a church, a service that was part of this church, meaning Sandon Road. And then I had this long, convoluted conversation where they're trying to explain that actually they're one and the same thing. Well, actually, if we had this overarching name, it'll ease that ability to do that. It'll allow us to communicate who we are, one united vision, one united set of values, help people who have a more natural association with one site over above another site to actually feel connected fully to both. It's going to create context for further expansion. If we look to a third building in another North Stafford location, for example, or if chaplaincy expands, we've got a context in which all of that can be encased and developed. But what excites me most about the umbrella name is it's an opportunity to say something purposeful and inspiring and invitational about who we are as a church. Names matter, don't they? Names communicate significant things about the bearer. So Bethlehem means the house of God's provision, and it's the place that Jesus is born. Or Jesus, as his birth name, means the Lord saves. Or Emmanuel, his other birth name, means God is with us. So names communicate, don't they? So we have an opportunity here to speak about who we are, the community God has made us, the kind of experience of God you'll have through whatever this overarching umbrella name is, that speaks to a playgroup mum, a brigade dad, someone we connect with through chaplaincy, at our heart, the church services, and who we are as a church, communicates something true about us. And so the goal for this year, this is how I first wrote it, and then I made a shorter one. Should I give you the long one? Do you want to? This is Alex's language. Some of you mock me, mostly Hannah, about some of the language I like. Here's the goal: to together identify and delight in an overarching name that unites our diversity and broadcasts the reality of the community of God we are inviting people to experience through all that we are. Businesses, preschool, youth groups, children's work, chaplaincies, and at our heart, a church. No, that's the long one, you'll be pleased to know. So there it is, to identify and delight in an overarching name. Together, identify and delight in an overarching name. Would you like the short one? Yes. Here's the short goal: to have chosen a name we think is great. So that's the umbrella name, context and background. Come talk to us about that. And then the fifth goal, as I say, it's all in God's timing, isn't it? We're not pushing the umbrella name. If we're not there by Christmas, so be it. That's fine. But sometimes you need to have a target, don't you, if you're going to have any chance of hitting anything. So we're going to pursue it for the rest of this year. And the fifth and final one we want to pursue for the rest of this year, we've got the students, Christmas, key areas of focus for 2014, the umbrella name, and then this year is the redevelopment, which has been mentioned a lot, hasn't it, of our Sandon Road site, to move from an initial vision and essential logistical legwork. This is the long one again. Do you want the long one? Oh dear, I despair of myself sometimes. To move from initial vision and essential logistic legwork to beginning the transition to a renewed physical facility that sparks and ignites mission and ministry. Short one, Jeff?
Short one.
To have have a date when the building starts. We are committed to a vision of at least two vibrant gospel sites in North Stafford. We are committed to a vision of two vibrant centres for the gospel in Stafford, at least two. We are committed to the mission in Sandon Road. For 60 years, we have been a gospel presence through our facility in Sandon Road. The church launched a very ambitious, probably more ambitious and audacious redevelopment project in the 1980s. I'm looking for a date from someone who was here for the back hall, the playgroup, 89? Before that, 82. I've got 82 in my head as well. Round then, wasn't it? Anyway, so we've got this long-standing commitment to mission, and we are committed to a facility that is fit for that purpose of mission. And that is key, a facility that is fit for the purpose of mission down there. And we're now positioned to steer the route by which we get there, to move from the initial vision and this essential logistical legwork to the beginning of that renewed physical facility down there for mission. So it ignites and sparks mission. As Chris has mentioned, we're nestling somewhere around £193,000 in the bank for that. So our finances are separated. Don't get confused. When Chris was talking, he was mostly talking about, if you like, our general finances. The redevelopment is in a separate bracket, nestling at around £193,500, with a couple more grants still in the offing, though we've received back yeses or noes from most now. Why does that position us now to be starting to make some decisions? Two external factors. We can't reapply for the majority of trusts who have turned us down at this point for a further 12 months. But unless something has changed in that 12 months, we're unlikely to have a different result. Secondly, a large grant from the MOD was time restricted and about delivering preschool places. £150,000, in fact, was about that. So unless we actually move to do what we can do to meet that timeline, and we can do that, to meet that timeline and that grant, we potentially lose that grant, which is just not good stewardship. So there's two external factors coming into play. Much more positively, we are potentially at a place financially where we could begin some significant phased steps towards doing that. So around £200,000, plus some other possible income sources we have, might well position us, and this is what we're exploring at the moment, to begin significant phasing of the work. So we begin it to actually happen next year. And that includes being able to do the work that would meet that MOD requirement. And that's huge for mission. There's 1,000 soldiers and families at the moment at MOD Stafford. In the summer of 2015, there will be over 2,000 families in Stafford. Stafford will become the fourth largest military presence in the UK. I'm the OCM, the chaplain there. We have these long links. Our two sites are next door. Playgroup is the closest playgroup by a long shot. So there's a huge mission we want to access through that. Secondly, it makes our funding at reapplication stronger. And thirdly, there's energy for mission. The messy church out of Sandon Road now is at capacity. We can't fit any more children in. John Wilden, all those opportunities around John Wilden will feed in to the site there. The prospect of replanting a family service down at Sandon Road alongside our evening service, all will be ignited and stimulated by that redevelopment. So the goal that I hope you'll pray with me is not simply that we build a building, but that redeveloping the building ignites mission and ministry within Sandon Road in a very significant way. So if you're a prayer, I'll email these out. You can get on the email if you want. 5R, students, Christmas. Discerning some key areas for 2014. This is what we want to do over the next 3 months. The umbrella name, to have chosen a name we think is great. And the redevelopment, to have a date when building starts. Now, I've deliberately not geared us up. I've deliberately not woo, woo, woo to end our service, in a sense. Because it is exciting, and I hope you're thrilled. I hope every year you can look back and be thrilled at what God has done. There's been hard decisions, challenges. Not everything's gone as we would have hoped and prayed. But I hope you've been able to celebrate in the first half of the service all that God has done. I hope you are inspired and excited to be part of a community that is energized and eager to do its part for God, to be its ambassador within the part of God's world that we have been placed. I hope you're excited about the contribution you can make, and everyone has a contribution. Everyone needs to be part of this. But the risk is if we finish, and we'll worship again, which will be great, but if I finish too much trying to impose energy, all that happens is when we move into the hard graft of making this happen, it feels a lot harder than it actually is. So I've just tried to lay it out. The next 3 months, there it is, particularly Umbrella Name and Redevelopment, they're big. God is bigger. And then come January 12th, we'll try and sketch it in for the year ahead. Let's stand, and you should find one of these in your newsletter. So if you could stand and find one of these. You don't need one each, but perhaps one for you to be able to see. Matt, if you could come up to get ready to... Thanks. Because within the Baptist Union, which is the network of 2,000 churches we belong to as an individual church, today marks the beginning of a whole bunch of new things, not least the new appointment of a general secretary, like our archbishop in a sense, as a Baptist Union. And it's her induction today, Lynn Green. And so we've been invited to join, if you like, with that induction that's taking place today with some of the liturgy they're using. But it also speaks enormously about the covenant, the agreement we're making as a church. Now, I'm conscious that we've got visitors, we've got people everywhere. So only say the words you're happy with. Only say them with the depth of meaning that you're happy with. I'm conscious, for example, that in the first line it talks about recommitting ourselves as a Baptist community. That is a light identity, a true identity, but it's a light identity we wear. We're first and foremost Christians. If you don't feel happy to say Baptist, that's fine. What I'm trying to say is I would love everyone to feel, first Sunday here, visitor, guest, not yet a Christian, there are words here I think express a unity and a togetherness. And I'd like everyone to feel able, at the depth appropriate for where they are, to be able to say these words with me as such. I'll say the bit that says leader, and you say the bit that says all. So I hope that makes sense. I hope everyone feels able to participate. Today we stand with one another, recognizing Christ in our midst. We bring ourselves and the gifts we have, recommitting ourselves as a Baptist community to live and work together as gospel people. Our God is a faithful God and has given us Jesus Christ, who is before all things and in whom all things hold together. Christ is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead. In everything, he has supremacy. Jesus be it. And our head, may we fix our eyes and hearts on you as your faithful followers. God in Christ is reconciling all things. God calls us into all the world as proclaimers of the gospel and seekers of the kingdom to work and pray for its coming. Inquire and equip us to be a people of mission. Envision and grant us courage to be faithful, generous and innovative, encouraging and releasing the gifts of all. We seek every opportunity to make your love known. The Spirit is poured out on all flesh, making us one, male and female, Jew and Greek, slave and free. Together we are the body of Christ in which each part matters. Help us to cherish the gifts of your Spirit, to listen to every voice through which you speak, to stand against injustice in its every expression, to oppose prejudice, and to place your kingdom values at the heart of our life together. Christ has called us to be his church, rooted in him, and an instrument of God's mission. In every place where believers gather in his name, Christ is in the midst. Build your church through us. Help us together to support and serve and nurture its every expression. We are called to walk together in love and to watch over one another in ways known and ways yet to be known. Make us one, we pray, working together, bearing one another's burdens, speaking the truth in love, that we might be a sign of your loving presence in our world. Lord Jesus, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, that the promises we make today may be an offering of love, our duty and our delight, that by our life together we may glorify you. This day we give ourselves again to Lord Jesus Christ, to each other, to be bound together in fellowship for the sake of the mission and glory of God, celebrating our shared life. We commit ourselves to belonging and working together in our congregations, our cluster networks, our associations, and our union. We pledge all that we have and all that we are to fulfill God's purposes of love. Do remain standing. Matt's going to lead us in a couple of songs to finish. If you've got children in these songs, please do go collect them. If you're a member or attender of the church, then we'll take the offering, but that is only for members and attenders. If you're our guest, then just let the bag pass you by. There's lunch. Everyone's welcome. African lunch. At least stay for tea and coffee, but please stay for lunch. Thanks, Matt.
Okay, I think I'll just write a song, a soft song of worship, The Lord's My Shepherd. Let's just not march out of here, but let's remind ourselves.